Welcome to Social Justice Matters, a podcast from Social Justice Ireland. My name is Colette Bennett, and I'm a research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Hopefully, you're all keeping safe at this time. Our podcasts generally take one of three formats. Our seminar series are the audio files of important seminars and presentations given either by members of the Social Justice Ireland team or by guest speakers at our various conferences in recent years. They're a chance to listen on the go to people like Professor Tony Fahy of UCD on Generation Rent, or Professor Charles Clark of St. John's University in New York on the history and limitations of GDP as a measure of well-being. Our interview series features discussions with a variety of experts on a broad range of topics, so you can listen to interviews on topics such as the economy, housing, traveller rights, civil rights, third world debt, and the Finnish basic income experiment. Then we have our series of 10-minute lessons. This is episode 7. These are intended to be short introductions to important policy areas, giving listeners the main points they need to know. Our past episodes have focused on things like cost rental housing, basic income, poverty, and the national minimum wage. This episode is on site value tax and why it should replace the current local property tax system. Now, economists love property taxes, mainly because of all the main types of tax. Property taxes are the least distortionary, meaning they have the best balance of raising money without interfering in the normal running of the economy. Why is this? Well, mainly because the supply of land is fixed. It can't be increased and it can't be decreased or withdrawn either, although obviously it can be allowed to lie idle. So no amount of tax will affect the supply of land, unlike how tax can sometimes affect the supply of things like labour or normal consumer goods. Property taxes are also progressive, meaning they transfer wealth from those who have it to those who don't, and they're generally stable. For these reasons, Social Justice Ireland believes that property-related taxes should make up a bigger part of Ireland's overall tax take than they currently do. This does not mean a return to the over-reliance on transaction-based taxes that preceded the 2008 financial crash, but as a form of wealth tax, seeing as a significant proportion of Irish household wealth consists of property. In Ireland, we do a generally poor job taxing land and property. Take our local property tax system as an example. It's fair to say that it has come in for a lot of criticism since it was brought in 2013. And it's not that it has just been the subject of these high-profile protests either. Most economists in Ireland agree that it's, in its current form, the local property tax is badly designed and just not fit for purpose. Social Justice Ireland has been critical of the local property tax from the beginning, and we believe it's long past time for a government to get rid of it and replace it with a site value tax. So, what is a site value tax? Well, simply put, site value tax is a tax charged on the value of land or the value of the site, not taking into account anything actually built on the land. So another way of saying this is that it's a charge on the unimproved value of the land. It is calculated as a percentage of the value of the site at the time the site entered into economic activity and before any building or other works were done to it. We believe site value tax is the fairest and most economically efficient form of property tax. It's also simpler than most people first imagine. The value of any property has two components, the land and what's on the land. Normally, when we're valuing property, we're taking account of the whole thing, so the land and whatever is built on it. But for a site value tax, you're only taxing based on the value of the land. In this way, the charge is more related to the value of the location than anything on it. So once again, site value tax is simply a tax charged on the value of the land or the site, not taking into account anything built on the land. There are a number of arguments in favour of a site value tax over other forms of property tax. Firstly, site value taxes are fair. Everyone knows that land is worth more in some places than in others, but this rarely has anything to do with what the owner of that land has done. More often, it's because of natural geographic features or location or public investment in infrastructure like roads or schools or shops and so on in the area around that land. So if land in an area of outstanding natural beauty or close to a natural amenity like a beach, it will probably be more valuable than if it was far away from those things. If land is surrounded by social or cultural amenities or close to population centres or has other economic benefits, again, it's more valuable than if it's not. So land in the middle of the city or town centre is more valuable than land on the outskirts. If land is well serviced by water or sewerage or telecommunications like broadband, or by roads or public transport or other public infrastructure, again, it'll be more valuable than if it was without these things. None of these things has anything to do with the actual owner of the land or anything that they have done. They are either the result of chance or the fact that public investment, which is funded by all taxpayers, whether you own land or not, has made the land more valuable. A basic principle of property taxation is that if public investment creates a gain in private value or private wealth, it is fair to pay for the maintenance of that investment from the private gain of those who have benefited from it. So, a simple example. If I own a piece of land in Dublin City and the government builds an extension of the Lewis past that site, causing the value to increase, is it fair that I should retain all of that gain? I haven't done anything to deserve the increased value. In fact, the increased value is solely the result of investment, paid for by all taxpayers. It's only fair that some of my gain should then be returned to the Exchequer through the property tax, based on the increased value of the land. With this simple principle in mind, a tax based on the value of the land seems reasonable, given the benefit the landowner is getting from investment paid for by all taxpayers. Land values are strongly influenced by nearby infrastructure, like I mentioned already, water, sewerage and broadband, roads, public transport and so on. If land has some or all of these things, it will likely be quite valuable. If it has none of these things, it'll likely be less valuable. But all of these things are paid for by the taxpayer, not the landowner. So while it's important to emphasise that land values are generally not influenced by any private investment a landowner might make in the land, the great thing about a site value tax is that it doesn't punish that private investment if the landowner does decide to build on the site or make any improvements on it. You might even say it encourages good behaviour. As it's the value of the land itself that is taxed under a site value tax, it's not important what is actually on the land. So if the landowner, whether they are a developer or an individual, does make productive investment on the land, usually by building on it, they're not being punished for it. This is actually the opposite of the effect of the current local property tax system. So to give another example, let's look at retrofitting. So this is a move to make houses more energy efficient, cheaper to heat and better for the environment. And it's encouraged by government under the Climate Change Mitigation Plan. Under the current local property tax, a householder who spends money retrofitting their home makes it more energy efficient and increases the value of the property. An increase in the value of the property may then result in an increase in the local property tax due by that household. That's a clear disincentive, encouraging people not to make this much needed investment. Under a site value tax, which only looks at the value of the land rather than the value of what's on it, retrofitting has no effect on the property tax bill. Similarly, under a site value tax, developers don't have to worry about paying a higher property tax bill as a result of developing a site. No matter what they build, under a site value tax, the tax bill remains the same because the value of the actual land doesn't change. But that does mean that those who own particularly valuable sites are encouraged to make the most productive investments possible, build much needed housing, for example, or else sell the site on, as they will be charged higher taxes. This is particularly important when it comes to motivating developers and landowners to redevelop derelict sites in Ireland's cities and towns, where the site has real value and homes are needed. Under the current local property tax, developers would receive higher property tax bills for developing their land as they are increasing its value. Ordinary individuals and households would also be hit with a higher property tax bill if they, say, built an extension to their home, converted an attic, insulated the building, or built a granny flat down the side. All these things increase the taxable value under the local property tax, but would have no impact under a site value tax. In fact, under the current system, pretty much anything that involves a person using scarce land in a more productive or socially beneficial way is punished. The last thing government should be doing is punishing people for making the best use out of a scarce resource. Another thing in favour of a site value tax is that it encourages good behaviour. This can be summed up simply as use it or lose it. Those hoarding undeveloped or underdeveloped land in valuable places will face a higher site value tax. So either the government will receive additional tax revenue for doing nothing, or those hoarding the land will be encouraged to develop it into something productive, or to sell it to someone who will make better use of it. Site value taxes can be applied to all types of land, whether that's residential, commercial, public or agricultural. But of course, certain exemptions can and should be made according to whatever goals policymakers wish to achieve. Some critics have claimed that a site value tax would throw up anomalies, like a rundown property and a well-kept property on a similar site, will have the same property tax bill. That's not an anomaly. That is exactly what it's meant to do. Because by doing this, the tax system is encouraging people to use a scarce and valuable resource in the most efficient and productive way possible. In that example, the owner of the rundown site will be encouraged to develop it or to sell it on to somebody else who will. Site value tax is therefore also a tax on hoarding land and speculating, issues which have plagued our ability to provide adequate housing in Ireland. Many cities and countries in locations as diverse as the United States, Australia, Hong Kong and Taiwan use site value taxes. Denmark, which is a small open economy with a similar population to Ireland, uses a site value tax successfully, as does Estonia, which uses the money raised to help fund local government. Ring-fencing property taxes collected at local level provides much-needed revenue for local councils, giving them more freedom to develop community-based projects that will really benefit their local area. So, why didn't Ireland bring in this kind of tax instead of the current local property tax system? We had the opportunity to. Before the current system was brought in 2013, Ireland was one of few European countries with no property tax. Now, that was not a good thing in itself. Property taxes, when they're done right, are progressive and they're a key part of a broad, stable tax base. Basically, they're fair. But a lack of a property tax system did present Ireland with an opportunity. Government could have chosen to design and implement the best possible property tax to suit our needs without comparison to any previous system. But somehow we didn't manage to do that. The current local property tax has created a more complicated system than was necessary. One that disincentivises investment and allows socially damaging practices like land hoarding to go largely unpunished. It's also a system that can be easily gamed because the local property tax has a number of different valuation bands, with the tax bill calculated on a midpoint of that relevant value. So, for example, if your home is valued between 200,000 to 250,000, your tax is based on the midpoint of that band, so 225,000. This creates a big motivation for people to undervalue their homes, because small movements in value can result in sizable reductions in the final bill if it involves moving into another band. In fact, most economists will tell you that Ireland's local property tax is one of the worst designs for a property tax. The fact that Ireland's local property tax valuation bands haven't changed since 2013 makes the system worse still, particularly when you consider that property prices have risen significantly since that lowest point in 2013. This kind of inertia could eventually lead us to end up with a property tax system like the one in the UK, where there have been no revaluations since the 1990s. Situations like that can come about because if property prices rise considerably, which they have here, politicians know that revaluing property tax bands will increase the property tax bills of many homeowners, making those politicians very unpopular come election time. Admittedly, no one back in 2012, when the current system was being designed, expected property prices to rise at the pace that they have in Ireland. But it's a situation we should never have been in to begin with. Fortunately, there is a better option available, one that is fairer, more efficient, and creates better incentives for the use of land, which is scarce and socially important. It's time for a site value tax to replace Ireland's local property tax. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you found this episode useful. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear addressed as part of this series, just email us at secretary@socialjustice.ie. Until next time, take care.